Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Sorry we didn't give you something for free.
Yeah.
Oh, pardon us.
Sorry about that.
Oh, sorry we didn't give you more of our quality stuff.
Well, we've only been doing it for 10 years.
Yeah, and you haven't paid for 10.
Free.
We're going to have a party next year, 2024. 10 years of doing this.
10 years at the coalface.
We're going to have all the special guests, Dave Van Day, John Nettles, all the people we've featured over the year.
Yeah.
What's his name? Pimlico Plumbers.
Charlie Mullins.
Charlie Mullins. He'll be down. Well, not half.
Oh, he'll be down, yeah.
He
likes a party, Mullins.
Oh, I'll say
he turns up the other day. I had this party, Mullins, and he's...
Halloween party.
Yeah. He's quite specific about what he wants, Mullins, right?
Well, that's how you get to be a top...
That's the thing.
Go on.
And he's turned up, and he's... and I knew it. He's like... he's turned up, and he's got a boiler suit on.
Yeah.
And he's... carrying a bit of copper piping, quite a long bit of copper piping, like that. And he's got, you know, Bog One written on his bum and all that. And I says, hey, I open the door, like he bangs on the door, and I says, who is it? He goes, it's me, it's Charlie Mullins. And immediately I was like, oh, I know what he's going to be dressed as, of course.
The plumber.
The plumber's boiler suit. I says, you're wearing the same costume as last year, Charlie.
Yeah.
He says, ask me who I am. I says, who have you come as, Charlie? Yeah. He says, I'm the Texas Chainsaw Massacre bloke. I says, where's your chainsaw, right? And he holds up this bit of,
piping.
I says, that's a...
poor effort.
I says, that's piping, isn't it? He says... Well, it's only piping if you ever got an imagination, he says.
Right.
I says, that's not fair.
No.
Right. I says, there's people in here that have really gone to town.
Yeah, of course.
Right? And if Texas Chainsaw bloke, you should have the very least just like a toy chainsaw and all that. He says, well, this is all I had on the van. Maybe go somewhere else other than the van.
Yeah.
You know, to get your costumes and that.
Do you remember a couple of years ago I had that Halloween party? Mullins, first on the list. He's good fun.
He's great fun. He's had his face done.
He's had his face done for a party. He's great.
Yeah.
He pulls up in his van, Bog One and all that. He comes in. And he comes up to the thing, and I've got one of them ring doorbells.
And
I look at it, I say, who's that in a boiler suit? Oh, Christ,
no effort.
So I open the door, he goes, hey, recognise me? I said, yes, Charlie. He goes, guess who I've come as? And he stuck a cushion down the front, giant A-stacks in a boiler suit. I said, Charlie, it's no effort being made. I mean, I had a competition, you know, there's all sorts turning up. Elton John as Marie Antoinette, Charlotte, don't make the effort. I said, why don't you wear something apart from the plumber's outfit? He says, I'm Giant A-Stacks. He tries to do the voice. No one even knows what Giant A-Stacks is. I'm going to throw you off the ring. I said, yeah, just come in, Charlie, come in.
Well, I had a Halloween party 3 years ago. I got one of them ring lights. You know, one of them ring bells.
Yeah.
Like you've got.
Yeah, ring doorbell.
Yeah, ring doorbell. And this is like 3 years ago, so I was one of them first off the line with them.
Right.
Right. Anyway, the party's all going on like that. And beep, 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 beep. Checking my camera, and there he is in his boiler suit.
Oh, like, Charlie?
Yeah, Charlie.
Oh, Christ.
Anyway, I open the door and he's like, hey,
guess who?
I says, hello, Charlie. He says, hello. He says, or should I say, hello? I says, you can say that if you want. He says, ask me who I've come as.
Go on,
He gets two bits of pipe in, little bits. Like
yes.
Right, and stick them up there in his teeth like that.
Yeah. Right,
so a little big pipe in.
Yeah.
And she says, I'm Dracula. He says, oh, he goes, oh, Dracula.
In a boiler suit.
Yeah. I says, since when does Dracula wear a bloody boiler suit? He goes, well, you know, that's all I had on the van. I says, also, you can get false Dracula teeth from just about any shop in the country.
Yeah.
Not even like joke shops like it used to be.
That's
like,
it.
Any shop.
Yeah.
He goes, I says, why have you used two bits of like copper pipe?
Yeah.
He says, it's all I had on the van.
When?
You know, I says, well, you know, I says, you've got to make more of an effort, Charlie.
Do you remember when my niece got married to Martin? At the church.
Yes,
we had a lovely girl, a beautiful day. The rain kept up. I invited them all. Sensational day.
Beautiful day. Yeah, lovely.
David Van Day was invited, Kim Woodburn, Mullins amongst. Let's call them the celebrities. Let's call them the VIP. Let's call them that.
Off area.
Anyway, he turns up at the do afterwards. I didn't see him in the church. Mullins. He turns up. Bog one pulls into the gravel driveway of this country house where we was having the do. Anyway, they're all queuing up, lining up, and I'm greeting people as part of the family. He turns up in a fucking boiler suit and he goes, oh no. I said, you could have made an effort. He goes, that's all I did in the family. He goes, but I've got a present for them. What's he do? He opens up a little bit of a box, like a plastic box where he keeps his bits in. And there's two bits of copper piping that's been sawed off. He hasn't even flattened them down. They would catch your skin if you touched. And a tiny little pot of Swarfiga.
Get it on.
He went out. I said, what sort of present's that? You're supposed to be a multi-millionaire plumber. He goes, that's all I had in the van. I said, Charlie, go and put some effort. Make some effort. We push the boat.
Because I invited him like a couple of summers ago. I said, Charlie, will you come and just make up the numbers? Not make up the numbers, you're a good cricket player in your own right.
Wasn't he just?
Very good player. I says, will you come and play on Sunday with me and my team? He says, yeah, I'll be there a bit later. He says, I says, all right. I says, it's opening the batting, so if you go in at number 7 or 8, then, you know, bring up the rear.
Yeah.
I says, that's fine, you can get there.
Of course.
Get there a bit later. All right, he says.
Yeah,
we're having a lovely day. We're doing all right.
Lovely sandwiches and all that.
Beautiful.
Quintessentially English.
English summer, English day, right? Anyway, halfway through our innings, you could hear the car like coming
by the clubhouse, wasn't it?
The clubhouse.
Yeah.
That's it. In the hutch, as they call it in the cricket.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's Bog One, right? Mullins is here, right? And he gets out. And it's white, right?
Yeah.
But it is a boiler suit.
Yeah, that's what it is. Suit, yeah, right? Cool.
And it's his turn to go at the bat. Right? And he says, oh, hold on a minute. He says, I put my pads on.
Right.
I put the pads on.
Yeah.
And he goes to the van and he gets a load of copper pipes that have all been sort of stuck together like that, you know, and he just sticks them on his leg. I says, oh, what? He's got this length of copper pipe in his hand. I says, you can't play cricket with that stuff, you know. He says, well, that's all I've got on the van, you know.
Christ.
I says, I says, well, borrow someone else's kit. He says, no, this is lucky for me, this stuff.
Yeah.
Right, and he could barely move because these pipes don't move, you know.
Well, of course, he's got to run between the wickets.
Waddles out to the wicket he's wearing his pipes, and he's got pipes down the front of his trousers
to cover his balls up
so that he don't get banged, right?
Yeah,
yeah. Anyway, he takes his guard with this length of piping.
Yeah.
And the bloke bowls it, and he goes to defend it like that. Just goes straight past the pipe and takes his sunset.
Yeah.
And he comes back and he says, I can't believe that, you know. I says, well, I can believe it.
Of course.
You haven't got a bat, you're wearing pipes on your legs, you know, and you're wearing a boiler suit as well, but that's the least of our problems.
Yeah.
He says, it's all I had on the van, you know. I says, well, that can't be your excuse for everything, Charlie.
No. You know? Do you remember that time, Margaret? She slipped over when she was dusting above our wardrobe.
Yeah, very, very traumatic.
Very traumatic. Her leg is broken in half. He goes, don't panic. He phones up. I was on the phone sometimes. He says, I'll get round it. He rushes round.
Yeah.
I say, I let him in. He comes up. He goes, now, what can we do with this? He gets a length of copper pipe.
Oh, yeah.
Sticks it just where it's caught on her leg. It's cracked. Oh. She's going, cries. Cries. Shoved it right up inside the skin and all that. I said, what the fuck are you doing? You've done anything about it? He goes, it's all I had in it. I said, get out. He don't really know anything about
it. No, he doesn't know nothing about medical stuff.
No, he doesn't, but he's a wonderful plumber.
No, he's a good plumber.
Of course he is, and that's what he does. Off the back of
it, but he should leave it at that.
Because
he needs to get away. He's obsessed with it, and that's the problem, I think, because obsession with plumbing.
Everything you ask him, it's... Right, where's your mains?
Yeah.
Come round for that christening. Do you want a drink? He goes, where's your mains?
Where's your mains? He says, I said, you heard that new single by the Beatles? He goes, yes, where's your stopcock? He says.
I said, what? It's a new one, 45 years since they released one. He said, yeah. He said, okay, I think you'll find the flow. The flow won't really
good. Find that by the stopcock, innit?
Honestly. I said, here, look at this beautiful picture of my brand new granddaughter. He went, right, let's get that turned off. That's going to all come off. The heating will have to come off. What I'll do is, if you bleed your radio,
you should completely bleed the radiator.
I said, the fuck's that going to do with anything, Charlie? He says, where's your mains? I said, I'll go home.
Where's your stopcock? And you have to shove him out the door.
Oh, shove him out the door. Stopcock. I got a bit of christening cake. I just pushed it out. I said, go on, off you go. So, if you
want to hear more of this, please come to www.patreon.com/AngelosAndBarryShow.
And
we'll be happy to do more of it for you.
You get a lot more than this, Mark.
Oh, yeah, you get a lot more. But you do have to pay a little bit for it.
Well, £2 a month, £3 a month, £4 a month, depending on what tier you want. But no, you won't do it, will you? 10 years. 10 years, you bastards.
All we can do is keep asking. That's all we can do.
We'll be back next week.
Yeah, I'll say.
And we're not long till our big 10th anniversary party.
Ooh, yes, sir.
Not half. Alright.
Okay, guys.
All the best. Bye-bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.